Welcome to AI and Marketing, your daily news update curated by Stan Bertello and generated by AI.
Today is Saturday, April 27th. Here is what we are covering. Despite the hype around former President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, it's seemingly struggling to gain traction among users. Launched with high expectations and a mission to challenge big tech, many anticipated it would garner a significant number of dedicated supporters. However, it's been reported that downloads and user engagement are not as impressive, indicating that the platform has yet to strike a chord with its intended audience. EU's antitrust chief Margrethe Vestager held a discussion with representatives of the AI firm Mistral AI, expressing concerns about big tech companies dominating the AI market by investing in startups. Following the meeting, she highlighted on social media that we must prevent the AI market from being oversaturated by key players, echoing the situation with digital platforms, and stressed the necessity for robust competition. This meeting and her comments came amidst the UK's antitrust authorities seeking opinions about the implications of partnerships between major companies like Microsoft and Amazon with smaller AI model developers. It's been suggested that while the excitement about artificial intelligence, AI, in sales has grown, many are unsure of its practical applications. A survey by Rain Group gives us some clarity, revealing that 20% of sales teams use AI tools frequently or daily, with many using AI for content creation, follow-up emails, personalized messaging, CRM integration, and more. Significantly, those who reported the greatest impact from AI on sales performance are more likely to be frequent users of AI. Furthermore, those adopting AI are experiencing benefits like refined client engagement, streamlined operations, and customized customer interactions. Swedish startup Stream Analyze is stepping into the US market, partnering with American companies like Microchip to make commonplace hardware and equipment smarter with its edge AI solutions. The aim is to enhance devices from chainsaws to mining rigs by allowing them to analyze their own data in real time and detect potential issues before they occur. Stream Analyze claims its technology is superior to competitors due to its end-to-end platform for machine learning operations, reducing costs by only recording necessary data. By bringing AI to everyday devices, Stream Analyze hopes to significantly advance how businesses use data to make informed, real-time decisions. IM, the Berlin-based photo-sharing platform, which was purchased by Freepik company last year, is now licensing users' photos to train its AI models. New terms and conditions grant IM rights to use uploaded content to improve software, algorithms, and machine learning models, with users given 30 days to opt out by deleting their content. However, the deletion process is complicated, with it taking up to 180 days for a deletion to be carried out on the IM market and partner platforms. Unhappy users are left with few alternatives due to deletions requiring manual work, photo by photo, and losing any potential payouts from their work if they were to delete their entire account. Today, we take a look inside a lab in London where cutting-edge avatars are being taught to mimic human emotions. Thanks to NVIDIA-backed company Synthesia, these emotional avatars, with capabilities like frowning, smiling, and winking in response to text input, are poised to transform the way we interact online, potentially transforming customer service by offering near-human interaction. However, as hyper-realistic as these avatars may seem, concerns are being raised around the potential misuse of such technology, with implications for everything from fake news to escalating privacy and security risks online.
Thank you for tuning in to AI and Marketing. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's NYTRO marketing.com. See you tomorrow for more AI and tech news.